Bursting a balloon of hope heard nationwide by Democrats, the special election to fill the vacancy in Texas House District 28 in Fort Bend County saw the Republican candidate whip the Democrat by 16 points. The Dem had the help of most of the nation's Democrat activists, with Beto Poncho being on the ground in the supposed swing district for weeks. There's much to say about how wrong the media and partner Democrats got this race, and a big lesson on how to win a seat from victorious Republican Gary Gates. But looking forward, there is something far more important for Texas politicians, both state and local, to learn from this bellwether race. The bell tolled for high spending and taxing local government officials. Pay attention, Representative Lambert of Abilene and others of the same pro-local government spending caucus in the House. During his campaign, Gates said rising property taxes were among the top concerns he had heard when he talked to voters. In this district, which has grown rapidly with prices of homes rising so rapidly, property taxes were probably the number one issue I heard from voters, he said, according to the Houston Chronicle. Gary Gates heavily outperformed the seat's previous liberal-leaning Republican occupant, Representative John Zerwas, and in the face of unprecedented national money and organization for a Texas House seat in the Bellwether District. He did so by clearly understanding that voters have had enough of ever-rising local property taxes. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.